The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Man looks like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit. All right, well, the Brewers dropped 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers. I suppose getting that win yesterday, 9-2, is better than getting swept by the Dodgers, who they are sort of kind of chasing in the National League standings. I mean, they literally are chasing them in the National League standings, but we don't really think about the National League as a whole until we get a little deeper into the season. The big news over the weekend, of course, is that the All-Star rosters were revealed, and we had heard earlier that they were going to get the two guys in. They did get Christian Yelich, who, by the way, Christian Yelich having a fantastic season. I know we can't say it's under the radar if he is an all-star starter because people are recognizing it. But with how offensively strong this team has been, Gabe, it does sort of feel like Christian Yelich has been an afterthought or a secondary topic to some of the other guys who have popped for this team this season. The injuries have obviously been a huge storyline. But Christian Yelich's resurgence is something that I don't know that we've talked about enough.
His numbers right now, very similar to the first half numbers he had when he won his MVP. Now, the reason why he won the MVP that year is because he went crazy in the second half and hit a bunch of dingers. So the home run's certainly missing, but him playing at that level, that's what the Brewers need. They need him. We thought, okay, he's going to salvage this because last year he was a good leadoff hitter, and that's what he's going to be now. He's just going to be a leadoff hitter, and we'll have to be cool with that, but I mean, the power numbers are back. He's hitting gap to gap. He's driving in, driving in runs, extra base hits. Him just being penciled as their number three hitter every single day makes a ton of sense.
Anyone get snubbed?
So William Contreras did get in as well as a starter at the catcher position. There was some talk that Terang had a case. Terang should have been named yesterday to the backups, to the, what are they, not relievers? The
reserves.
Obviously. Reserves is the word that I was looking for, yes. And then of course there are going to be guys who opt out, who choose not to go. And then there'll be a whole nother tier of guys who get called up or called in to be at the All-Star game. So I never really get too annoyed with quote unquote snubs. I always feel like it kind of works itself out in the wash. We do have some breaking news though about Christian Yelich. And for that, I'll go to Joshy. Joshy, what is the news about Christian Yelich?
Christian Yelich will be in studio here today at 11:30, joining Wilde and Tausch. Jason Wilde will be in studio with him. He is making an appearance on behalf of Christian Yelich's home plate charity concert, which will take place July 25th at the Pabst Theater. We've got some names like Charlie Barron's in attendance, food from Adam Pollock. There will be a promotion of that later today. So stay tuned right here. You can watch it on YouTube or listen any other way you usually do.
Just out of curiosity, how obnoxious am I allowed to be when Christian Yelich is here? Can I request autographs? Can I take photographs with him? Can I basically tell him, huge fan, what do they say, like first time, long time type of thing? Yeah, first time, long time.
Funny you mentioned that. We did the Saturday show, me, Alex Stroff, and Tony Cartagena, and Tony has left a jersey that he wants Alex Stroff to ask Christian Yelich to sign when he is in the building. And I said, there's no chance in bleep I would ever ask Christian Yelich to sign. As much as I'd want him to sign something, I feel like that's a faux pas in our industry.
Yeah, it is a faux pas. Like, he's coming in here to promote his charity. We shouldn't be asking him to sign things. Like, no, that's just not how any of this works.
What about a picture? Can I get a picture?
I think he'll probably do pictures.
If you want to get a picture with Christian, you could get a picture with Christian while he's here.
I don't know. I just feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah?
Then why are you asking if you could get a picture?
The jersey. Tell me no.
Just throw it where he's going to sit with a Sharpie, and I don't know whose it is. I have no idea. You know?
No, that's horrible. If you're going to do it, you have to just do it. You have to bite the bullet, and you have to walk up, and you have to say, hey, could you please sign this for
me? And because it is... I mean, if you asked Christian to sign the jersey, do I think Christian's going to sign the jersey?
Happily.
I think he will.
Yes.
Do I think you should bother him with that? No. Do I think you should ask someone else to do it for you? Absolutely not.
But it's,
that's going way too far.
I get people just saying, hey, could you get Brett to sign this for me? There's actually a guy at a sub shop in Tampa Bay or in St. Pete that I love. that I love. But every time I go in there, this guy's like, oh, I forgot the jean jacket I want you to get Brett to sign.
Jean
what
jacket?
What am I supposed to drive it over? Now I won't go to the sub shop anymore because he's so annoying.
Man, we need to get you a Cousins down there in Tampa.
I used to be able to forge it, but I can't anymore.
Why? Isn't it the same? Did he change it?
It's
muscle just, memory's just not there not anymore.
As, not as good because you only got one shot.
Yeah.
So you practice for about 12 minutes, do about 30 Brett Favre's. They never
are
come
you,
out.
Are you telling me that there's people out there who have what they believe to be a Brett Favre signature, but is Mark Chmura's version of Brett Favre's signature?
Allegedly.
Good move by you.
Yeah, allegedly.
Maybe get that verified by Jeff Sports.
Let me ask you guys this, because I saw that the Phillies led the league. It's actually a club record with 7 all-star players. And the Brewers are not that far behind the Phillies in the standings, in the record book. Why did the Brewers only get 2 starters in when the Phillies got 7 starters in? Could the Brewers have made a case for more all-stars?
It's a Wisconsin thing. To Wisconsin. People just snub them. They did it to us when we won the Super Bowl, when we were the number one defense and the number two offense. You know, most teams like San Francisco this last year, they probably had, what, 8 or 9 guys mm-hmm. in the Pro Bowl. We were the best on both sides of the ball, and we had 3 guys, I think, or 4. So it's snub city.
Sure, but also, like, the Brewers are doing it in a very unique way. Like, it's just team baseball through and through. Like, Blake Perkins has had some pretty big moments. Blake Perkins isn't an all-star. Nowhere near an all-star. But he's had some pretty big moments for this team. Like, Willy Adames has been fantastic for this team. He's not an all-star. He's a pretty good shortstop, but he's not Mookie or Trey.
Well, but Mookie's been hurt the whole season, and they still voted him in.
Yeah, because he's pretty good still. Yeah.
So can he's they use leading. The disrespect card?
Let me steal Chewy's. Allegedly. Steal Chewy's life.
Can they use that?
Sure, but I think you really only have the case for maybe 2 guys. I think Bryce Terang, you can make that case for. Trevor McGill's been very good, but also at the beginning of the season, nobody knew who the hell Trevor McGill was.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And the way that baseball works, especially with so many teams having just one all-star representative, and you have to have a minimum of 1, like a lot of those guys ended up being pitchers, so there weren't a lot of spots where McGill could have slid in. I just don't see like a space for them having that many all-stars because it's been such a team thing the way they've been doing this all season long.
I think Gabe is mostly correct here because there's hardly guys that stick out besides the guys who already made it. Terang is the one you can have a problem with, but I also think he's just a name that the players in the league don't really know yet. He's new. He's kind of new around here.
Yeah, stunk last year.
They're not. I don't think, you know, the Atlanta Braves are looking at, well, who has the best war and deserves to be in here? But I think there will be in the future, if this core stays together, I think some of those guys will just become regulars because you can't refuse when you look at the stats at the end of the year and you look and go, holy cow, who's this Bryce Terang kid? What the hell's going on here? I just think next year's probably his year if he keeps it up.
But in football, it's easier to shine on a bad team, right?
Yeah.
If you're the number one receiver, and you don't even have a 2 or a 3, you're playing a bunch of 4s, it's easier to shine.
Sure.
But
that's not what the Phillies are doing, though.
No. I'm saying, and I agree with you, Gabe, but I mean, your record should account for something.
And they're only 5 games behind the Phillies in the National League standings.
To that point, though, they've had so many damn injuries.
Yeah.
I know
what I'm saying? Like, in the guys that they've had. Like, Dallas Keuchel pulled a rabbit out of a hat yesterday, had 1,000 walks, didn't give up a run in 4 1/3.
Zero strikeouts, too.
Zero strikeouts. It's the weirdest stat line you've ever seen, but somehow he pitched well enough. And that's just kind of been the story of the Brewers, at least on the pitching staff. It's like, well,
please tell me Mike Trout didn't make it.
No, because he's been injured.
Yeah.
Like, the entire season.
I would have lost my mind. He's always hurt. He's overrated.
Okay.
No.
The one take that he feels strongly about in baseball is that Mike Trout is
what
overrated.
Have you done?
That's the only thing he's comfortable with. Other than win 3 MVPs?
When's the last time you were in the playoffs?
I mean, It's not his fault his team stinks.
Yeah,
well, but that's so I think that brings up a good point, because Gabe was just talking about how the Brewers are a good team, right? Mm-hmm. And they've been lucky, unlucky, obviously, with the injuries, but lucky in the way that they've responded to the injuries and the way that guys have shown up when given the opportunity. So the Phillies are obviously an example where they get 7 All-Stars, 4 of them reserves, 3 of them starters. But those are all pretty big names that people recognize. Mm-hmm. Is there a preference of how you're doing it? I mean, would the Brewers rather be this cohesive team that are kind of scrappy and unknown and mm-hmm. underrated?
Absolutely.
Than be the Phillies, who are the behemoth yes. right now in the National League?
Love being under the radar, which is where they're at. Right?
Yeah. Try to sneak up on some teams.
Now, we always talk about the chip on the shoulder. We always talk about how that can be such a motivating factor. Plenty of athletes, we've gone over it a million times, who have used that to greatness, to motivate them to greatness. Could the Brewers do that? Could they say, we deserve to have more guys on the All-Star team? I play it both ways. I could sit here and say, you want the break. Baseball season is grueling enough. You start back in February and spring training, and by the time it ends, if you're lucky enough to be one of the final teams standing, you know, the weather is, we're winter. We're in winter here in Wisconsin. Like, so it's kind of nice to have that stretch off, isn't it, if you're a major league ball player?
Yeah, it's nice to have the All-Star break. They've extended it a little bit as well, so you at least get a couple of days if you get named to an All-Star team. But also, what do we think Pat Murphy would thrive in more? A team that has 7 All-Stars or a team that has 2? Seems like he's kind of tailor-made for that team that has 2, right?
Oh, like, yeah, absolutely.
That's where you can really get some
motivation. You know what? I would have been happy with none, because it would have been a huge screw you then. We'll do it our way.
Mm-hmm.
I just like where this team's headed.
Yeah, with the young core that they have, like the future, like the arrow is pointing up right now for the yes. Milwaukee Brewers.
So does the All-Star break, or I'm sorry, does the All-Star game have any impact on the way that the team is being viewed by other teams in the league? Do you sit there and say, obviously, the league isn't giving the Brewers enough credit for how well they've played this season because they only got 2 guys in the All-Star game, or are they completely independent? No connection.
I don't make that much of a connection, because, like, Josh, and true, you've talked about this when players vote for Pro Bowls or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you're not... You're
some of it's
about,
a popularity contest, because you're getting old guys in that have been there forever, not having great years.
But you're more worried about, like, okay, I got to go get this treatment. No, not, oh, I have to fill up my All-Star yeah. ballot today.
But this is all fan vote, right? There's no player vote. There's no coaching vote.
So the starters was a fan vote. So the starters was a fan vote. Reserves, coaches, players, and I believe there's a media aspect of it too.
MLB too, they can just handpick people.
Yeah, so, well, because they have to, because pitchers. Each team has to have one.
Why don't they do it like the NFL does, which I think is perfect? A third fan, a third coaches, and a third players.
It's baseball. Everything's complicated. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's a really good answer.
Yeah.
I was going to sit there and like, why don't you just come up with the baseball's dumb.
This is, they want to make things as difficult as possible for you to follow.
Let's not spend any more time on this than we need to. I do want to get to Pat Murphy's nicknames with Chew. Chewy is the nickname guy. He called Gabe Pretzel for about how long in your phone? Still Pretzel?
It's still in
you
there.
You think he's changed that?
Yes.
He doesn't know.
You think he knows how to change that?
I do want to get to Pat Murphy's player nicknames, but we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We roll on and continue after this. Guys, for your next night out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. Aria is nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience that captivates with culinary creativity. Every bite is a work of culinary artistry at Aria. You can learn more and make reservations by going to the website Aria, A-R-I-A, at stkate.com. That's Aria at stkate.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
excuse me. Hold on. Getting choked up over it. So, hold on. Give me a moment.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We have talked a lot about how successful this Brewers season has been. For whatever it's worth, the Phillies have lost 2 in a row, I believe, to the Braves, who are coming on in their division. But the Brewers have a great run differential as well. plus 79. There have been years where the Brewers have led the division and had a negative run differential. So this year feels, I don't know, different. And Pat Murphy is a big reason why. As much as people fretted over Craig Counsell leaving and going to manage the Cubs, oh, by the way, they are still last in the division, he has done a really good job with this roster. He seems to have put his mark on the team. And one of those elements is apparently Chu, the nicknames that he has given a lot of guys on the team. And since you are our resident nickname guy, we thought maybe we'd throw you the list of the players and see what you would nickname these guys and then what Pat Murphy has nicknamed these guys. So go ahead, Joshy, cue the music. All right, so we're going to give you the name of a player, and then you tell us what your nickname for him would be based almost exclusively on the name of the player.
Okay.
So Trevor McGill.
Trevor McGill.
Don't overthink it. Just you let your brain roll, stream of consciousness style.
Swillin' McGillin.
Perfect. Absolutely. That's correct. No. But it's good. Apparently, Pat Murphy calls Trevor McGill Clifford, but he previously called him Lance. I always assume that Clifford is in reference
the
to
big red dog.
That's what I assume. Yeah. Is Trevor McGill a redhead?
Not sure. I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen him with his hat off.
Me neither.
It's not like he has facial hair, so no. He's like, oh, he's got this big red beard.
Clifford. Right. I like that.
Oliver Dunn.
Can I get another morsel?
Is that please, sir? I want some more.
Yeah, no, that's
Oliver Twist.
Yeah, that's the knockoff Oliver Twist. Is what he's doing there. He's doing like
the
he doesn't want to break. Yeah,
did
he doesn't
want to
break any copyright laws. So that's
so Pat
can
Murphy.
I have another morsel? What the hell is wrong with you?
I mean, you had the right idea, but yes.
What's he call him?
He calls him Oscar.
What if there's no rhyme or reason to this, Pat?
Maybe he's just grouchy.
Yeah. All right,
how about Jackson Churio? This one's not as difficult as the previous ones. Jackson Churio, he calls. This is a character from a Disney movie. That's not going to help you at all.
Nope. Milk and Churio.
I like that one.
I like Churios. He calls him Jack-Jack. So Jackson Churio's nickname is Jack-Jack.
And he doesn't explain why?
I don't get an explanation here.
Okay.
Hobie Milner?
Holy Milner?
Hobie?
Hobie.
Yes. Milner.
And call him Baker.
Why? Hobie Baker?
You don't know what the Hobie Baker is?
What's the Hobie Baker?
It's given to... It's equivalent to Heisman of college hockey.
Yes.
Hobie.
He calls him Doctor.
Doctor.
Again, I would love to hear the backstory on some of these.
Yeah.
I also wonder if anyone other than Pat Murphy calls them by these names if they answer to them. Right? Like, you know, sometimes spouses have nicknames for each other, but if you were to use the nickname, it would be like the record scratch. All right. D.L. Hall.
D.L. Hall. What is it? D.L. Weibring? Remember the golfer?
D.L. Weibring? No.
I think it was. I'm not confident, though. Hall? No.
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob. Does everyone have a nickname?
It seems like a lot of people have nicknames.
I mean, you guys came up with a ton of nicknames for guys in the locker room.
Yeah, I had some good ones.
And to be fair, those didn't make sense to anybody outside of the locker room either.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
All right. Brian Hudson. This one I actually think you might get. Hudson.
The river.
I like it. I like it.
I'd call
it
the
answer.
River.
Good answer.
What is this? Price is Right?
Yeah, Family Feud. Good answer. Good answer.
Rock. Rock Hudson.
Oh.
The actor.
Okay. You might want to be careful there.
You might want to be careful. All right, let me just read.
I don't know if I would want to be called Rock Hudson.
They already have a rock, though. You can't call him Rock.
Yeah, he's in the booth.
Ah, very good point.
Well, you can't have more than one rock.
Apparently, Pat Murphy doesn't give a boot.
Yeah.
Bryce Terang is called Slim. Colin Ray is called Code Red. I assume that's a play on his name. C-O-L-I-N-C-O-D-E. R-E-A-R-E-D. That's a lot of letters I just threw out there. But the
maybe, point
he's
just is, a, maybe he's a big Mountain Dew Code Red fan. I don't know.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Code
is
Red
he
is a
ginge?
Drink? He might be a ginge. Might, that might be it, too. Colin Ray, Code Red. He's got red hair. Joey Ortiz. He's Tito.
Ah, that's good. Tito. Tito Ortiz, hell of a player.
Garrett Mitchell is called Bruce.
Bruce Mitchell.
All right.
And the only other one was a name that I don't really know, feel comfortable pronouncing, but apparently, Gabe, you do. J.B. Bukauskas?
Nailed it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Bukauskas?
Bukauskas.
His nickname is Boo Boo.
Boo Boo. Ah, you can
makes
see
sense.
That one.
I feel like you had a boo boo. Did you have a boo boo or something like a boo boo?
Yeah, I got a boo boo.
No,
on
not an owie. Not
yeah, boo boo's all over.
I meant, did you have a teammate named Boo
no,
Boo or Boo Boo?
Throw out some names for our, from our team.
Well, the one that I always remember is Salad.
Salad, solid.
Salad was Sean Jones.
Yes.
Who else did you guys have? What did you call? What did you call Frank?
Corker.
You want to tell us why?
No.
Not particularly. What'd you call Free?
Hulu Duck.
You want to tell us why?
I don't know. let's see. Marco was La Jueta. I don't know what that means. I just made it up.
Adam Timberman.
Templeman. You know why?
Because Reggie couldn't say his last name.
Yeah. Hey, she's getting ridiculous, Templeman. It's Timberman. Templeman.
Craig Hendrick.
Shucker. No, that's literally, that comes from Lou Holt.
Yes.
Lindsay Knapp, Larry.
That's okay, Larry.
I tell you the story when he stepped, starter for 4 years at Notre Dame, breaking the huddle, stepped with seven studs on Lou Holtz's foot, who he thought he killed. And he's like, Coach Holtz, I'm so sorry I didn't see you there. Are you okay? I'm so sorry. That's okay, Larry.
We may have to play Chewy Was Right again. Craig in Sussex weighing in saying D.A. Weinbring was
yes,
a golfer
Gabe,
who won five
on
times
part.
On the PGA Tour.
D.A. points?
You said D.L. just for whatever it's worth.
So I get half points.
You're always...
Chewy was
I don't know,
right.
Yes, thank you.
What, are you going to stop it halfway through?
Yeah, you get half of it.
Petey Pablo says, what was his nickname for council? Flea?
We had a flea.
He did have
He's
a flea.
Still there. Yes.
Yeah, but it's F-L-E-E.
Get it?
I got it.
Get it?
He left here and he
yeah,
went no, there.
Get it. Yep, yep. There you go.
I still would have spelled it with an A, though.
Because he's
good.
A small guy?
That's
no,
because
I didn't know there was a flea.
Mentality, a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, it doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. And that's where Mentality comes in. If you're tired, groggy, just don't have that energy that you feel like you once had. Maybe you were like me and you thought, oh, I'm just getting older, that's the way it has to be. But it doesn't have to be like that. Mentality can help you with their customized testosterone treatment plans just for you. They want to make sure that your testosterone levels are exactly where they need to be, and you can compete at work and sports like you did years ago. So go to lowtusa.com, book an appointment. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatment plans at lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
His eyeball.
Wait.
Where do I get him?
I just assumed, when I said wait, did you just think it was just a suggestion?
Yeah, pretty much. Typically.
On 94.5 ESPN.
God bless the 33rd team. They have been cranking out content this offseason, haven't they? Putting out list after list, article after article. All that makes good fodder for sports radio debate. The most recent one that we've seen is the top 25 players at 25 years old or under. Which, of course, includes the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers in Jordan Love. I believe he turns 25 this year, though, right?
Turns 26.
Ah, so Ooh. He is 25.
In November.
So he is at the top ish of this list from an age standpoint. He's going to be dealing with a lot of players younger than him. Chu, if you had to guess, and I'm sure it's just ballpark at this point, where Jordan Love is on the list of top 25 players at 25 years old or younger, where would you guess Jordan Love is?
3.
Ooh, that's a good guess. It's a lot higher than he actually is, though. He is at number 12.
Really?
Would you be interested in some of the players that they have listed above Jordan Love?
Yes.
All right. Let's go through the list. Maybe give me a little power rankings music if you have it. Number 11 on the list is Aiden Hutchinson. Would you put Aiden Hutchinson above Jordan Love? I would. I would say based on what he has done, that full body of work, a little bit longer.
Sample size,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Kyle Hamilton of the Baltimore Ravens. Safety. Remember, he was out of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted him back in the day.
That's a tough one.
Just based on position?
Yeah.
No, I would put Jordan ahead of him.
Okay, Kyle Hamilton comes in at number 10 on this list. Amon-Ra St. Brown comes in at number 9. I think that's fair.
That's fair. But sample size.
Sample size.
Amy's very, very large.
Yeah.
And he's very good. Not saying that Jordan is not, but like he's been very consistently good over the stretch of that sample size. So I would put Amon-Ra above Jordan Love. We have two players currently above Jordan Love. Ja'Marr Chase. You forget how young Ja'Marr Chase is. You want to talk about sample size. He's been in the league, it feels like, forever.
Yeah, sample size.
If you're putting Amon-Ra ahead of him, Ja'Marr Chase is in that same category.
Okay, so we have three players above Jordan Love so far. C.J. Stroud, the other quarterback.
No.
He was more consistent last year. I mean, they have a very similar sample size.
And weren't the Houston Texans more of a dumpster fire going in than the Packers ever were?
I still would not put him. If I was to choose between the two, I would go with Jordan Love.
It's hard to point as one definitively better than the other at this
point. You're saying
it's
a toss-up?
I think it's pretty close.
Point flip?
I mean, the fact that he did it in, you know, the first 9 games were rough, but who he did it with, all these young players, first-year players, second-year players.
I mean, CJ kind of
got to account for something.
CJ kind of did the same thing, though. I mean, not as many. I mean, because Nico Collins has been in the league a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But still a bunch of guys on rookie deals.
If you want to put CJ Stroud and Jordan Love as a tie, I'd be willing to do that as we continue to make our list off of their list. This one, I don't think there will be any contest, though. Brock Purdy, too.
Yes. Although I would still take Jordan Love over Brock Purdy.
Wait, but you would put Brock Purdy ahead of him on this list?
Yes, correct. But I would still take Jordan Love.
Probably because of the success he had, right?
Well, now, I mean, he's got a pretty loaded offense.
That's what I was just going to say.
I mean, you got Kittle, McCaffrey, Ayuk.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's really good. He's been able to deliver. Like, again, the discourse around Purdy is either he's the best thing ever or he's the worst quarterback ever when he is somewhere in between.
Yeah.
But they've got him listed at 6.
I don't know if I'd put him there.
No.
Jordan Love would be in the top 5 if he had.
I'm sorry. I would take Stroud over Purdy.
I would put,
I think Purdy is what he is right now.
I would take Love and Stroud. I think they have a higher upside than
Purdy. Yes, I agree.
The top 5 on their top 25 players under 25 are CeeDee Lamb. I think most people are putting CeeDee Lamb in the
top
5.
Makes sense. Yep.
Sauce Gardner. Cornerback for the Jets. Penei Sewell, who we all know just got that big deal with the Lions. Mm-hmm. Offensive tackle. Micah Parsons. Yes.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's kind of a puss, though.
Really?
Well, you can't say that.
What?
I know we were off for 4 days.
He's an octopus.
He meant to say, he meant to say
he's got tentacles everywhere.
I mean, wasn't he whining?
No, somebody was whining about him.
No, didn't the Packers play him last year?
Listen, bud.
Not in the playoffs.
You've nailed the other two memories that you've had today.
Yeah, I should just let it go.
I would Costanza this sucker if I were you. Go out on a high note. And Justin Jefferson is listed as their top player, 25, under 25. And I think most people would agree with that. Of the wide receivers, is he the best one on the list? Ja'Marr Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Justin Jefferson? Yes. CeeDee Lamb's also on that list. Yes. So we agree with their top 5 at least all being more deserving than Jordan Love. True?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Brock Purdy, above or below?
Above. No, whatever he's better than.
Oh, above.
What?
So Chewy's take here, again, I thought we explained this already. But
remember
we'll
when I said I'm a
it.
Click below, dumb? When I really wanted to say a He's a click above Purdy. Now, whatever it works out.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, so what Chewy is saying is he thinks that Purdy... if he was putting together his own lists, he would have Purdy above Jordan Love, even though he thinks Jordan Love is better.
I guess.
Based on what he has done.
Yes.
But what you think Jordan will eclipse Brock Purdy.
Correct. Okay. I think Jordan, after this year, will eclipse a lot of those guys.
Would you put Jamar Chase above Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
Would you put Amon Ross St. Brown above Jordan? Would you put Kyle Hamilton above Jordan? That was the only one where you were like, no.
I don't think any of us have enough safety
knowledge.
Yeah.
Depth of knowledge.
He's made some plays. I saw him.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know.
Seemed to be a pretty big part of a team that went to the AFC Championship game.
What also hurts him, and I know this is going to sound super remedial, but is he's not a fantasy player. Like,
correct.
People know where guys stack up on a fantasy from a fantasy standpoint, and nobody's charting defensive backs.
No.
Aiden Hutchinson, we said yes, we agree. So to be perfectly honest with you guys, other than a couple of players, you could argue about Brock Purdy, you could argue if C.J. Stroud is even Steven with Jordan Love, and Kyle Hamilton, they're not that far off on where Jordan Love ranks in the league. Top 25 players under 25. Maybe you could make a case for him being at 9 instead of 12, maybe 8 instead of 12. But the other players that they have listed above him, now if he has a big year this year, he goes out there and you know, sets a bunch of records and whatnot. By the way, did I see that? I got to look. I saw the over-under for Jordan Love passing this season. I thought it was under 4,000. I thought, I might take a little flyer on that one. Over at ESPN Bet or over at Pottawatomie, our friends over at Pottawatomie. But it was like 3-something.
The thing that popped out to me about that list is how good those receivers are. And I was sitting here going, with the receiver group right now, do they have anyone that could be in that company a year or two from now?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think Jaden Reed could be an Amon-Ra St. Brown? I mean, those guys are good, man.
Yeah.
The guys
a year
you,
from
you
now,
rattled
probably
up.
Not. Like, if Jaden Reed gets to 1,000 yards this year, I think that's a pretty good step forward for him.
I mean, you're talking about all guys who were, like, top end of the first round type of draft guys, except for Amon-Ra, who everyone, when he got drafted, said, yeah, he should have gone earlier. We don't know what they're doing there. Like, the guys on that list are...
elite.
Elite level talent.
Yes.
That's why they're there.
But it's not going to happen here because there's too many of them.
Yeah, too many
And whoever it is, whether it's Wicks, Watson, or Reed, they're not going to catch enough balls to get into that kind of company.
What would Jordan
until
have
some
to
of them
do
are gone.
This season? And again, we said he turns 26, so it's not like he would be on this list again. But what would he have to do this season to get in the top five? Top five again, Justin Jefferson, Micah Parsons, Penei Sewell, Sauce Gardner, and CeeDee Lamb.
Pro Bowl and NFC Championship game.
I think it's MVP and Super Bowl or Super Bowl.
No.
The guys ahead of them are all guys that are like, you could pretty much count as Hall of Famers at this point. That top five, if you're going to get there, you're going to have a career-defining move, I would think, to vault into that.
Penei Sewell, though? I mean, I think about David Bakhtiari and how we thought he was on a Hall of Fame trajectory, but then he got injured.
Yeah, I mean, but right now everyone would say, if you were to chart out his career, like Jordan Love, you can't chart out Jordan Love's career really at all because he's had such a small sample size. Like Justin Jefferson's going, Micah Parsons is well on his way. Those are all guys that, like, unless you're the elite level, which would be the MVP, which those guys are all in consideration of.
I'm not going to spend a ton of time on the back half of this list, guys. Obviously, Jordan Love kind of right smack dab in the middle of the 33rd team's top 25 players at 25 years old or under. But you know who was 25th on the list, Chew?
Quarterback?
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, really?
Yep.
25th on the list. Which, again, why is that relevant? Because Trevor Lawrence just signed his deal, which we think will be a blueprint,
baseline
blueprint for Jordan Love's deal. The 33rd team ranking him as the 25th best player under 25 years old. Jordan Love, 13 spots ahead of him on this list.
That's interesting.
Wonder if that gives them any more ammunition than they already have. Not saying, we're going to go to him with the 33rd team and Mike Tannenbaum, which, by the way, remember, Mike Tannenbaum is part of the 33rd team. He's a huge Jordan Love fan. Maybe that contributed.
I actually think the deal's already done.
You do?
Yeah. Because there's no chatter. There's no nothing. No one's talking.
You think that a potential record NFL deal is done and nobody's talking?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jordan is pretty secret squirrel.
Weren't you worried last week?
Secret squirrel, but Jordan's like vice president secret squirrel.
You know who's not secret squirrels?
I'm not.
Agents! Well, yeah, Chewy is. Yeah, Chewy's not.
That's because I get confused.
Agents!
No, Joshy, let me tell you why I pivoted. Because there's no chatter. There's no nothing. I think it's done. I don't know. We can ask Jason tomorrow what he thinks.
Yes, Jason. Now he's here. You want me to go bring him in and you can ask him what he thinks?
Sure.
I mean, he's going to be here in just a few moments.
I mean, they bury contracts. Keep them out of the press.
I mean, to Gabe's point, this isn't just your run-of-the-mill, regular re-signing. This would be break-the-bank franchise quarterback contract.
I think Murphy wants to.
An agent signs a record deal, and he is yelling to everyone that can hear, hey, look what I just did.
He's got to do what the client wants, or the client's going to fire him.
That's a very good point.
And then he's out a lot of cabbage. But I think, you know, we all know Murphy. I think he wants to drop that nugget, and he wants to do it at the shareholders meeting, which would be perfect timing because it's the first day of camp.
He's the worst at being a secret
squirrel.
That's
why it's going to be so exciting.
You and him equal in that respect.
Something about the name Mark.
Yeah.
Screamin' Sicilian is ditching the crust with their new Nothing But Toppings pizza bowls. That's right, pizza bowls. Screamin' Sicilian with nothing but toppings. It's the perfect quick snack or a meal for those seeking the low-carb or keto-style option. So, if you happen to be in a Kroger store, Pick and Save, Metro Market, Mariano's, take a look in the freezer section because they've got options for these Screamin' Sicilian pizza bowls. Multi-meat, Italian-style meatball, pepperoni, and supreme. Of course, you've got those great options, and it's all the great tastings with those toppings that you have come to accustomed to with Screamin' Sicilian. So make sure you check out in Kroger stores, Pick and Save, Metro Market, and Mariano's in the freezer section for Screamin' Sicilian, nothing but toppings, pizza bowls.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we do? Where do we go from here?
We've talked about insulation. We've talked about fantasy camp, and now we've talked about Burning Man. We've hit for the cycle in the first 5 minutes of the show.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Lucky are we, Jason Wilde in studio today, as he will be doing Wilde and Tausch from Milwaukee today. Big guest, they've got Christian Yelich, who will be joining them for
what?
A portion. I know, breaking news.
Hope you've got your questions ready, bud.
For a portion of the program.
I think the length of my questions, I should only need one or two.
Yeah, that's very self-aware of you. But Chewy said, why don't we ask Jason tomorrow? And I said, why don't we ask Jason today? So Chewy, your theory on the Jordan Love contract is what?
The fact that there's no chatter, this is such a big deal, leads me to believe that it's done in principle. Like when I did mine, Jason, negotiated it with Andy Reid,
yeah,
and we agreed, the paperwork wasn't done probably to the middle of next week.
Okay.
But you did a little hand spit and then shook on it? Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if Tom Clements is helping out with the negotiations like Andy Reid did. You know, you've told that story. I love that story, by the way.
Yeah.
I say this with nothing but love in my heart for you, and it's great to see you in person, but you ain't a franchise quarterback.
No.
And so things are a little more complicated. You may be right. I'm not going to be dismissive of you, which I know is usually my default setting. But
it's about everybody's.
But that could be the case. It also could just simply be the case that everyone's been on vacation, right? Like Goody, LaFleur, all these guys got time away. Jordan Love going to Italy, getting engaged. Then I saw he and Chris Barnes, his former high school teammate who was with the Packers for a while. They just had their camp in Bakersfield. So I think if it's not done in principle like Chewy's theory would indicate, then what it more likely is it's going to heat up now, right? We're, I think tomorrow we're 1 week out from the quarterbacks, injured players, and rookies reporting on the 17th. So that would make more sense to me. But again, there's part of me that wonders if given Goody's track record, given Russ Ball's track record, if they're going to try and find a way to save as much as they can. Not because they don't think Jordan deserves to be the highest paid quarterback or because they have reservations about him, but because every penny they save on that contract or in how they structure that contract helps them pay for a few other guys, even though they're not going to give out a ton of second contracts around here anymore, it sounds like. It will allow them to pay for some of the guys that they're going to need to pay.
But that ship's already sailed, hasn't it?
I don't know.
Saving a significant, I guess. You know, like maybe you can do, like LeBron James signed a less than max contract. They saved like $2 million. And I understand it's different in the NBA with the economics and whatnot, but if they save $2 million, that's not really, that's not getting you a significant player back.
Yeah, you're right. And when I listen to you on national radio, like I did yesterday with you and Hammer as I was driving back from Madison, like, I think we all know that agents want to be able to brag, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so whether or not that leads to an average for Jordan Love that allows him to say that an APY he has the highest, again, if I were an agent, A, I'd be bad. B, I would push for the most guaranteed money possible, and I don't give a you-know-what about what the average is, because I want to get my client the most certainty in his contract, and if that means the average is a little bit lower, that's fine. I don't know what I can't wait for the deal to get done. I don't care if it's, well, I'd rather not be today, but tomorrow or July 21st before camp starts. Oh yeah, drive back. We got softball tonight. Yeah, it's a busy day.
So right around 11:30 today would probably be a bad time for that news to break.
So yeah, I came down here because we're having Christian Yelich in and Omar, who I don't know. You guys, everyone knows Omar, right?
Yeah, first name basis. Everybody.
But here's my problem. I said this to Joshy when I was in back with him. How do I pronounce Omar's last name?
Excellent question.
I've never said his last
Fantastic
name
question.
Ever.
And has that anyone?
He's just Omar.
And for that reason, because we all go, we act like he's Madonna, right? And we just
Prince.
Share.
Yeah.
And we just go, Omar, you know Omar, Omar. Oh,
everybody knows Omar.
Who's Omar?
if you want me to believe
that Omar is a stoolie because Sosa said so, that's the only Omar I know.
What is that from?
Scarface.
That's Scarface.
Oh, see, Omar is a very famous character on The Wire, so a lot of people know Omar from The Wire.
So Omar is...
Come at the king.
So if you saw Omar, you would recognize him. He is a big part of everything behind me here in the 3rd Street Market Hall, Carnivore, the Steakhouse.
Okay.
Chewy doesn't have his own steak knife, clearly.
Now I got to call everyone Omar.
So anyway, I didn't mean to distract us. The bottom line is I'm eager whenever it's done. I'm really eager to see what the structure is. We've spent so much time, and I know you guys have too, talking about it and conjecturing about it. I'm really eager for it to get done because I think it's going to be fascinating to see because of everything we've been talking about for months, including the fact that there is a 10-game window in which he played really well, but we seem to gloss over the Giants game. We seem to gloss over the Buccaneers game. There's still a few questions, but no doubt about it, the guy's a stud.
Jason Wilde in studio today for Wilde and Tausch. Christian Yelich of your Milwaukee Brewers, an all-star, joins them at 11:30. Stick around.